Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to Means to a Trend, courtesy of Greg Bozaitis. I'm Jack O'Brien. That's Miles Gray. We're here to tell you what's trending.
Wow. What energy.
I know. I'm feeling it.
Who are you channeling there?
I don't know. I guess me.
Okay. Had a little Aziz Ansari. What's trending, dude? Yeah. Damn, fool. Damn. Damn, this new Batmobile looks sick. It's like a muscle car, dude.
Yeah. I mean, those are both things that I wanted to say, but why don't you just say all my points in Aziz speak? It's true. Batmobile's trending. Looks dope as fuck. It's got very muscle car vibes.
Muscle car vibes.
Also,
it's a vibe,
it also reminds
me
of, I guess it's a vibe.
Yeah.
It reminds me of the Batmobile from the Can't Be TV show a little bit, because it looks like an actual car.
Yeah, but that one still had a little bit of like dramatic finish.
It had
to
like
it.
Red piping.
Yeah.
It was just like very, it was very subtle compared to the Bat.
The car shop that made that one is like located in like North Hollywood. So as a kid, I would always drive by their showroom and be like, that's the shitty
Batmobile.
Wasn't
it a convertible?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
But yeah, this is for the new Robert Pattinson Batman film.
Yeah, and they released a bunch of pictures. It looks dope.
It looks like Dom's Charger.
Right.
From fucking Fast and Furious. Like, it definitely has, it's got that just mean face.
Yo.
And a lot of junk in the trunk.
This guy who's making it, whose name I'm drawing a blank on, but he made the sequel to Planet of the Apes, Rise of the Planet of the Apes, Matt Reeves, I think it is. He does really well with genre shit. Like, I guess he just made like his magnum opus that everybody was just like, yeah, not so much. That was like an alien movie.
Oh, really? Which one was that?
It literally came and went. Nobody watched it.
Oh, yeah, I hate to see it.
It's like a political alien allegory. But I don't know. I actually can't say shit about it because I might be getting this all wrong. But
this, the thing I like about this Batmobile picture, though, is like, normally we're so used to this like futuristic, like I'm a gazillionaire, Bruce Wayne can make anything, it doesn't even have to exist, I can make it. This has like, it's somewhat rooted in reality a bit. So I can already begin to feel like the aesthetic of whatever this new Gotham reality is for this Batman.
Also, I was talking about a completely different director. He did not make some weird...
Alien film?
Alien film.
Okay.
So fuck me.
Okay.
All right.
And I just met you. This is crazy. So here's my number.
Call me fuck Matt me, Reeves.
Maybe. Oh, right. What else we got?
I don't know. So, sorry, what were you saying? That this is...
No, it's fine. You know, I was just saying something really cool. No, I was just saying, like, you know, it's nice to see a little bit of grit to this universe. You
yeah.
know what I mean? So, I'm ready. I'm ready for this new Bobby Pattinson Batman.
Bobby Pat. Bobby Digi.
Bobby Pat!
Alex Trebek is trending. He is defying the odds. He shared his sort of one-year... kind of, I guess it was the 1 year anniversary of when he first got his diagnosis. It was like this really heartfelt, like straightforward, this coming from the heart type thing.
Yeah.
But he delivered it and like, it's just like he's such a seasoned TV vet that he like delivered it in like such a, and there were times when I wanted to die.
Yeah. And it completely was just, give up on the fight.
Right. It was just wild. Talks yeah. about like suffering from great depression during this like, you know, battle with his own mortality.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing. He had stage 4 pancreatic cancer, the survival. He still is able to still somewhat function. As he said, a lot of good days, but a lot of bad days.
Yeah.
But he's a fighter, man. Look at old Alex.
Shout out to Alex. Shout out to anybody dealing with this sort of situation. That's just one of those things that like you hear about people who are suffer from chronic pain or, you know, living with a mortal illness and, you know, they're just out here and you really realize like you should give everyone the benefit of the doubt because you don't know what they're dealing with.
Yeah, and also acknowledge your own health privilege too.
Yes.
You know, that's another thing we don't realize too. It's like, shit, I'm not, you know, like especially with the coronavirus stuff,
oof.
Like you realize I'm like, damn, I'm almost like I want to make sure I'm not spreading germs for people who are immunocompromised
right.
and are not able to, you
that's
know,
right.
withstand an illness. So that's
get
it's
your
all about
flu
caring.
Shots,
it's all about
assholes.
Caring.
That's what one thing that my wife was saying is that this is actually getting people to get their flu shots finally.
Right.
But again,
maybe this is all conspiracy from Big Flu. Big flu shot.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's what every time, like, because I was talking to somebody and they were like, yeah, well, I guess everybody's making more money off of all this hand sanitizer. And it's just like, come on, man.
Yeah.
Like, this is not.
Oh, these forest fires. I bet the guys who make the firefighter helmets
are really cleaning up. It's not. Like, it just, there are real conspiracies. And people who believe in dumb conspiracies are fucking it up for people who are actually seeking the truth.
Damn, I like
speaking
that.
Of which, Tulsi Gabbard is trending because all these right-wing people who are paying attention to the Democratic primary are like basically all the things that we've said about how Bernie is being treated by the mainstream media. They are using that to be like, well, Tulsi's not allowed on the stage. What's going on? Just because she didn't win enough votes. And it's just, I don't know. It's frustrating to me. It's dispiriting for the valid complaints about like people who are actually candidates to get thrown in from, I don't know. You know what I'm saying, right? Like, it's just, it's not real coming from them, and it's like cynical.
Well, and also, yeah, and she likes to go on a lot of conservative media outlets, so in a way, they kind of like her in that sense.
Yeah, but it's all coming from like Daily Caller, and it's
yeah,
not,
and
like
The
like,
Blaze and Fox News.
If Tulsi Gabbard somehow became the Democratic candidate, they would just tear her to shreds. Like, these are people who are cynically trying to do this to tear down the Democratic Party, not.
Yeah. And look, they can do that without your fucking help, by the
right.
way.
Right. And we will tear ourselves down. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah. Hold my beer. Hold my latte.
So, but yeah, I guess she also called Warren some horrifying string of things based on the DNA test.
Is it like a fake woman of color or something like that?
Fake, like controversy from a year and a half ago. But yeah, shout out to the Daily Caller and The Blaze for, you know.
So fucked up that The Blaze is a conservative website, because that sounded like a website I would have fucking...
Just Blaze.
Like, yo, The Blaze, bro, welcome, bro.
Yeah.
Let's fucking twist up.
Isn't The Blaze Glenn Beck?
Yeah, I believe so.
Fucking
Or he started there. I don't know if he's still there. I know Tommy Lauren was getting her rocks off over there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And finally, LA coronavirus is trending, I think, nationally, because there's now a bunch of confirmed cases all over the place.
Yeah, first death was in California.
First death in California. There was a case reported at the hospital where my son was born. So that's reassuring and exciting.
Yeah.
That's
6 new cases in the city, so they had to declare... basically emergency.
But yeah, I mean, it's everywhere. It's been everywhere. It's just people aren't getting tested. Now the testing kits, as you were talking about, Miles, are arriving. And
yeah, so now we'll find out actually what is happening.
Yeah.
I think I think like everyone, we like to use that sort of bit of false safety to be like, well, I didn't hear there's any here. So that's got to be a good thing. It's like, right. No, you just don't know about it yet.
Yeah, no, it's you probably have it. Let's face facts. No, they're saying, though, 40 to 60% of Americans will have been exposed by next month. So
wash your
actually by the end
hands.
Of this month.
Yeah.
Wash your hands.
Wash your hands. Wash your hands. Wash your hands. Don't touch your face. Wash your hands. Don't touch your face, because your life cannot be replaced.
Yeah.
Ow.
That reminded me of... like the era of hip hop when they were just giving celebrities rap songs.
Yeah. Hey, like, everybody, gather around. Want to tell you about a
this
virus
Mr.
going
T
down.
Sound.
Yeah. Mr. T sound. Oh, right. Because he had
remember
rap
his raps?
Yeah.
Rodney Dangerfield.
He had one. I mean, if you remember, Macho Man Randy Savage also has a song called Perfect Friend.
I think Hulk Hogan might have had
you
one.
You are my perfect friend. He was gregarious but never shy.
Wait, really?
Oh, yeah. That's perfect
song?
Friend,
that
Randy
sounds
Savage.
Like really, really good.
It's
he was gregarious, but never. Is he talking about like his long lost?
I think he's talking about Kurt Hennig, the wrestler. Yeah.
Oh wow.
My buddy Kurt Hennig, aka Mr. Perfect, just want to let you know that you're missed, but you'll never be forgotten.
Brother.
That's how he starts it off. He's like, you were my perfect friend. And he goes, hey Kurt, we miss you, but we know you're in a better place. It's kind of hard as time goes on, and I don't see your face. So I'm clenching and I'm holding on to memories. Remember the times one round strong.
Said clinching maybe. And holding?
Yeah, like, you know, like clinch, like wrestling shit.
Oh, got it. Yeah. It sounded like a poop thing.
No, man. See, so you don't fuck with Muay Thai, dude? The clinch, man? Muay Thai clinch? Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, yeah, please, again, do the bare minimum and just keep your hands clean. Try and be aware of the surfaces you're touching.
Don't touch your face.
Especially don't be picking your teeth or picking your nose.
Did you see that video?
Yes.
Ugh.
There's a woman just...
Was
finger
that London?
Flossing?
Yeah. Finger flossing on the way into work on the train. That's
the new Jackass for 2020.
Have I told you about the woman who, the racist old woman on the
trolley? You were at the Grove?
When I was at the Grove.
Yeah.
And she like self air flossed as she was saying something racist about my children to me, a piece of like white something flew out from between her teeth and landed on my arm. So it was almost like she flossed. She flossed with racism.
Different kind of flossing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's the growth. The shit that comes out when you floss should not be shared with it. You should go do it in your backyard, bury it in the ground.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell people
again
to not be racist to strangers. But yeah, don't be flossing in public.
Yeah, don't be flossing in public.
That's the lesson.
Also, don't be racist to strangers, especially when they are 2 and 4 years old.
Yeah, and pretend it's like 2012. Be racist in the privacy of your own home.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Imagine that. Those were the days. Am I right?
Those were the days.
All right, guys, that's going to do it for this afternoon. Stay safe out there. We're going to be back with a whole nother podcast tomorrow morning, and we'll talk to you guys then, all right?
All right.
Bye now.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.